This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin voters have chosen, some of them anyway, Sauk County Circuit Court Judge Michael Skrunek and Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Rebecca Dallet advanced in the primaries yesterday for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The two will face off in the general election on April 3rd. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He just snuck into the studio with us. Sean, welcome back.
You gave it away. I did sneak in.
Actually, we keep Sean sitting here all the time, right. A little behind the scenes secret. Let's start, before we get to the results, Sean, let's talk about turnout. Primary election for Supreme Court is the only statewide race on the ballot, not traditionally your recipe for high turnout.
This is traditionally the lowest turnout election in Wisconsin, the February nonpartisan primary. It can often be around 7% in Wisconsin. So the last couple elections, this one and the one before it, we've been higher than that, you know, more in the neighborhood of 12%. Certainly still a low turnout election, but a sign that more people are paying attention to it.
And the Supreme Court has gotten a lot of attention for a variety of reasons, a lot of them political, a lot of people putting a partisan spin on the people currently on the court, the people running for the court. Is that part of why maybe voters are paying more attention? Not a ton, but more attention?
It's definitely not a mystery which party identifies with which candidate. And that was especially so this time around when you actually had one of the candidates, Tim Burns, coming out and saying, I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. I will uphold Democratic and liberal values on the court. You also had Burns and Rebecca Dallet appear at the Democratic State Convention last year. Now, they took different approaches there. Dallet was basically there to court Democratic voters without coming out and saying it in the way that Burns did. But, they were both pretty outspoken about where they stood on issues like President Trump, for example, both critical of President Trump. And then you had Judge Skrunek on the other side, who didn't say much about his own politics, but his political allies made clear that they supported him. So the governor or U.S. Senate candidate Leah Vukmir, a prominent Republican. The Republican Party spent $142,000 on Skrunek's behalf. That's never happened before in Wisconsin. So it's pretty clear where the parties lie on this officially nonpartisan race.
And let's look at the results. What were the margins here?
So Skrunek won. He had about 46% of the vote. Rebecca Dallet got 36%. Tim Burns, about 18%. So what you're seeing there is that Skrunek, the conservative, won, and that the Democratic vote was split between Dallet and Burns. So in races like these, the top two vote getters emerge to the general election. So in that case, this is Skrunek and Dallet.
So let's give a listen to each of them in turn and what they might be reading from this primary election, starting with Michael Skrunek. Here is a listen to him talking to WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach last night.
That the justices on our court need to uphold the rule of law. They need to respect the separation of powers, and they need to interpret the Constitution as it was originally intended, and not try to invent new rights or to be creative from the bench. And so that's been my message from day one. My opponents, both of my opponents, articulated a very different view and vision for the court, and that is one of advocacy from the bench.
And so Judge Skrunek has been saying this. He said it when we interviewed him on this show. I'm not going to, he said, take a position on issues or values as his opponents did. But for Republican voters, for conservative voters, in looking at who supported him, as you were saying, maybe all the signal they need.
Yeah, I mean, in Republican judicial race, the strategy, I guess, for Republicans in judicial races is to have the candidates say what you just heard from Michael Skrunek, that they'll uphold the rule of law. They won't be judicial activists. You could have heard that same message from and probably did hear a very similar message from Justice Rebecca Bradley in the last election or from Justice Michael Gableman when he ran a decade ago. That is the blueprint for conservative candidates. But then you have the business lobby out in the form of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce running ads on Skrunek's behalf, and the Republican Party using its formidable machine in Wisconsin to work on behalf of Skrunek. And, that plus the split vote between Dallet and Burns made him the top vote getter on Tuesday.
And let's listen to Rebecca Dallet also talking yesterday to reporter Chuck Quirnbach.
Wisconsinites clearly want someone who will stand up for our core values, someone who will protect our civil and human rights, someone who will restore the integrity of our courts. And let there be no mistake, big money and the special interests have had outsized influence today. If the people don't show up to save our state in April, big money and the special interests will win.
Rebecca Dallet there. Now, in contrast to Tim Burns, she didn't specifically say what she thought of particular issues. She didn't identify herself as a Democrat. She's been saying, again, including on this show, she is saying what her values are and that that's important to let voters know.
Yeah, she said that she kind of drew that distinction, that she wouldn't wade into an issue that could come before the court that in the way that Burns had. She did weigh in on cases that the court had decided. For example, the John Doe case, the case that the court took that closed the John Doe investigation involving Governor Scott Walker and conservative groups. She's been very critical of that, essentially saying the court made the wrong call and that, you know, this is something that people should be concerned about because it can lead to dark money in political contests in Wisconsin. So it's not like she hasn't said anything. But she doesn't weigh in so much on the news of the day or hasn't weighed in so much on the news of the day as Burns has, and certainly not as explicitly as he did.
We're talking about last night's Supreme Court primary results with Sean Johnson. He's WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He stays with us, and you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the Supreme Court race? What do you think about the partisan angle to it? Should judges wear their values on their sleeve, their issues? Does it matter who supports and donates to a candidate in a court race? Or should this really be nonpartisan in tone and style and substance? Call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our discussion with WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, looking at the Wisconsin Supreme Court primary election held yesterday. Michael Skrenick and Rebecca Dallet, both judges in Wisconsin, they advanced to the general election in April. To your calls now at 800-642-1234. Alex is with us in Milwaukee. Alex, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
I was just going to say that, you know, I don't think any election won't be partisan until they get rid of all the special funding that they have in this election. I mean, unless they make it illegal for nobody, no super PACs, no normal PACs, no donors, no political parties, you know, funding judges that are supposed to be independent, then we'll never, you know, get over the farce that supposedly, you know, they're completely independent-minded. And I was for Tim Burns, and yeah, he did say that, you know, he was a Democrat, and you know, I did like his bold stance. I like at least that he admits the fact that he knows this is a partisan race, and until we get all the special money out of there, they should just admit it and wear it on their sleeve.
Alex, thanks for the call. Sean, it doesn't look like we're on the verge of getting rid of money in court elections here in Wisconsin.
No, I mean, money's going to come in here pretty fast in a big way in Wisconsin's race. I think you're going to see national money flow in here because I mean, the parties know how important the Supreme Court of any state is to what happens there. There are, you know, seven people in Wisconsin Supreme Court. They're a co-equal branch of government. Each of them serves 10-year terms, and they can make or break a governor and a legislature's agenda. So the parties are definitely involved in these races, and money's definitely going to get more involved.
Thanks for the call, Alex. We'll go next to Joan in Madison. Joan, hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm an attorney. And I have 2 points to make. One, that previous caller talking about the money in this election. And legal counsel for a group called United to Amend is working on the 28th Amendment to overturn Citizens United to get rid of all of this dark money. And we're so long, far away from the kind of Supreme Court we had before that was clean and pretty nonpartisan. So that's the first point. It is pretty disturbing to know that $142,000 was spent on the Republican side to get Michael nominated. Secondly, my concern is, as an attorney, is that when he puts out the line, as you said, has been the line for years when these candidates run to the Supreme Court, is that they are originalists and that they are going to, you know, toe the line and follow the Constitution strictly and not the activist. That is a line that most lay persons do not understand. It sounds like you're adhering to the Constitution and you are going to be a clean, nonpartisan, no views into your interpretation. There's another whole interpretation of the Constitution which says the Constitution was meant to evolve. We didn't have the internet during the founding time. We didn't have the highways we have, and that the Constitution needs to evolve.
Joan, thanks a lot for the call. Sean, I want to get into looking a little bit ahead now at the general election in April. So Michael Skrenik could look at these results and say, hey, I won by a pretty big margin. I'm happy about this. Rebecca Dalek could look at this and say, my votes plus Tim Burns' votes is greater than Skrenik's votes, and Tim Burns voters probably aren't going to switch over to Skrenik. What do you make of the different spins on that?
Okay, so we can start first with the case for why this was a good election for Dalit. I mean, she was a second place vote getter here. But if you look at Dalit plus Burns, you know, their percentages, they're at about 54% of the vote in this race. I mean, if that were to just transfer over to the April election, that'd be good for her. And that happened at a time when outside groups were spending more heavily on Skrenik on his behalf than they were on Dalit. So, you know, that's a case for her. And now that she's the Democratic candidate, Democratic money is going to flow to her campaign specifically. The case for why this was good for Skrenik, that a similar pattern happened in the 2016 nonpartisan primary. In February of 2016, the two Democratic candidates outpolled now Justice Rebecca Bradley. And, you know, she went on to win that April election. So it's, you can't just look at the February contest and say, well, you know, combine their votes here, transfer that over to April, it's going to be a win for Dalit, because that didn't happen in 2016. You know, and then the obvious case for Skrenik is that he won yesterday. I mean, he was a top vote getter by 10%. Dalit and Burns, you know, on a whole, received fewer votes than you saw Michael Donald and Joanne Kloppenburg receive in that 2016 election, too. So, you know, we're seeing signs of Democratic waves in elections all over the country, special elections. We had one in our state Senate contest for the 10th Senate district here that looked like it might be a signal of a wave. You didn't see a signal of a wave in this race. I mean, that, you know, that Democratic movement that you're seeing elsewhere didn't really show up in the February primary here in Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. We were talking with him about the results of last night's Supreme Court primary outcome in Wisconsin.